Since he first began attracting attention with the band Bright Eyes in 1998, Connor Oberst has been busy. He's founded two record labels, started several bands, and recorded a prolific amount of songs. The Nebraska singer largely avoided releasing albums under his own name, but this week brings a new solo album. It's called Upside Down Mountain. Reviewer Tom Moon says it's his most intimate and engaging work in years.
It's a special talent, sounding like damaged goods on demand.
Polished my shoes, I bought a brand new hat, moved to a town that Tom forgot.
Lots of singer-songwriters try it. Some manage a vague sense of hurt, and that's about it. They don't have stories to tell. This is not Connor Oberst's problem.
I wanna walk in that howling wind till it scatters all my thoughts.
Oberst takes advantage of his wounded vocal affectation, uses it to layer meaning into carefully wrought songs. This one begins as a fairly ordinary account of a wandering soul. As we hear about what he longs for, a profile emerges, of a person hounded by shadows, trying to escape something.
Ivy crawls up the garden wall, builds a ladder towards the sun. Can't be climbed, but who's gonna mind if I claim it can be done? Illusion.
Throughout this album, Oberst's characters struggle with the quagmire of memory. A bunch of the songs explore what it means to hold on to the last glimmer of a very much vanished love.
Life can't compete with memories that never have to change.
Alongside those raw moments are more even-tempered examples of storytelling. One of them borrows and then improves upon the theme of Harry Chapin's ode, Cats in the Cradle.
I remember the day you appeared on this earth, with eyes like the ocean, got blood on my shirt. From my camera angle, it looked like it hurt, but your mama had a big old smile. We drove you home, saw your yellowing skin, packed a few things and drove you back again. Stayed up all night, worrying, wondering what was gonna make it better.
That is surprisingly old-school songwriting. Turns out Connor Oberst can work a conceit with the best of them. This new collection shows Oberst has grown significantly as a craftsman. But he's held on to the elements that made his earlier writing so compelling. The wordy, fever dream verses. That perpetually troubled delivery. He calls this record Upside Down Mountain, but it sounds like a career peak.
Don't look so forlorn. Don't you look so scared. Don't get so...
The new album by Connor Oberst is Upside Down Mountain. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.
Wish I could get some sleep. A strange parade.